Music Ray Gun mini episode. I'm Paul.
Hello, I'm Kirk.
Oh no,
Kirk. All right. What's all this then, Paulie?
You've changed.
Hey.
Have you been watching Guy Ritchie films?
I went to London. Actually, I feel like I sound like Corky St. Clair. I'm Waiting for Guffman. Where he's like, hello, ooh. I think I'm honing in on it.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Can never do an accent.
Can you do that dance?
Yeah, the Corky dance. I can't do the Corky dance. Yeah, I love the Corky dance. Yeah. But yes, I'm a changed man. I came back from London.
Yeah.
Learned a lot. Ate some good food. Saw some theater. Yeah, you know what? British food.
United Kingdom, not known for its cuisine.
British food sucks ass. But Indian, Southeast Asian.
Oh, sure.
Egyptian.
Yeah.
Mediterranean. It's all real good.
I have to say, I've always been intrigued by British cuisine, like their full English breakfast with a lot of like blood sausage.
Yeah, we had some of it, and you're like, it's a good experience, but overall, mid.
Beans on toast for breakfast.
No, thank you.
Well, their beans come in like a tomato sauce. It's not like sugary baked beans that we have here. I'd try it.
Not for me.
But yeah, I get it.
But the weather is for you. It's all like overcast. It's just a shelf of clouds.
Yep.
And you're like, I need a jacket all day. Good stuff.
The people there aren't friendly.
They're polite.
They're polite, but they're not like, you know, these annoying Americans
yeah.
who want to get all up in your business and know about your life.
They wonder about your fucking feelings.
Yeah.
Yes. But I do have
mind your business.
Mind your business. Mind your business.
Yeah. And but mind the gap.
I do have a music-related story.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
From your adventure.
From my travels.
I mean, that's why we paid to send you on this field.
That's why we budgeted it out.
Yeah.
And first class all the way because Music Ray Gun's classy.
I hold the fort here in Hollywood, and sometimes Kirk goes about his journeys and comes back with stories.
So. Fully funded.
Yeah.
By Music Ray Gun Incorporated.
Right.
You know, we're doing all the tourist things and it's all fine and stuff. And we decide one afternoon to go to Camden Market. Camden Market is basically a bunch of food stalls and shopping stuff. It used to be a slaughterhouse, which was fun. But now it's just basically shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And we're outdoor shopping. And we're walking around and having a lovely old time and just seeing everything. And then we see a massive line outside to get into Camden Market with a security guard. And it's just a line of emo kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just the blocks in London are big. And this was two blocks. And it keeps going. And finally, Anne goes, I'm going to ask one of these kids what's going on. And Lily's like, no, don't do it. And Anne's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And they're like,
why is that embarrassing?
Because Lily's a dumb teenager.
Because 16-year-olds are embarrassed by everything their parents
literally
do,
everything.
No matter what.
And I was like, no, Aunt, go ask, go do it. And so she's like, hi, I just wondered, what are you all in line for? And they're like, oh, we're here to see Youngblood.
Mm-hmm.
Y-U-N-G-B-L-U-D.
Yeah.
One word, Youngblood. Emo singer.
That's a person, not a band?
Person, not a band. Okay. Apparently he is a very famous kind of emo singer, actor. All around major celebrity.
It's probably a huge star.
Yes.
And we are just the two oldest, squarest dudes who was like, who?
Yeah. And we,
who is this?
And not only that, but I was like, as Anne asked us, like, hey, can you spell that for me? Because I need to Google it.
Yeah.
And it is. It's Y-U-N-G-B-L-U-D. Very much like emo.
I'm going to hope that Youngblood at least is a big star in Europe and hasn't crossed over. And we're not lame for not knowing Youngblood.
It's pretty much, it's not like a major, major star, but like a big star. Like a big, big London star. And mostly young emo, but also like there are some people who are like in their 30s there. It very much reminded me of like seeing goths in the 80s just on the cement waiting.
Yeah. What time of day was it?
That's the thing. Here's the great part.
Yeah.
It was noon.
Yeah. And they're in like full goth.
Yes.
Just like,
Yes.
I've seen that sometimes. A lot of lines form up on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes.
For whatever shows. And I have seen like goths in the daytime.
Yes.
And it's always a little.
It's a little better in London because it's overcast.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, and it's funny too because they're there and they have food and, you know, they went inside and got a bunch of land and got a bunch of chicken baskets and, you know, are on their phones as they wait. And just a huge line, security guy in the middle. So basically it was a free concert for Youngblood.
And
so long of a line. Like, we were just like, we're going to go to the end. And it just kept going.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you could go into Camden Market if you're not waiting to go into the concert. And we see, like, down below, they're, like, setting up.
Mm-hmm.
And we realize, we're like, oh, this concert doesn't start for another, like, 7 hours.
Right, yeah.
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 We thought maybe, we're like, oh, shit, this is going to start in, like, 2 hours and we're still going to be here. So they were waiting for, like, 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah.
Just to see this guy, Youngblood, who I guess was a big deal.
Yeah, I would never.
That's the thing, too. I was like, even if it was Prince for a free concert, I'm like, I'm not sitting on the ground for 8 hours.
Yeah. And they've been there. I was going to ask, is there anyone you would wait that long for? What if it was Prince's ghost? And you could see him one more time.
If I have to sit on the concrete at my age.
Yeah, but it's a free show and you have to wait.
No. Wait, can I bring a... No. I was like, can I bring my, like, beach chair? Even with the beach chair, I'd be like, no, it's fine.
Yeah, I'll just go watch YouTube clips.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Of him in his prime.
Yes.
I tried to go to a free concert once in LA and it didn't work out. I was like, never again. It was like a summer concert series that they have in Pershing Square downtown. It was the B-52s.
Okay.
And we, like, took the train down there. And it was, like, the center where they were playing was full. And then there was a line around the whole park and, like, just around the block downtown. We're like, we're never getting, like, we can sort of hear it. But we're never getting inside to where we'll be able to see the band. And it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And we just,
I was like, no way would I do that.
Yeah.
And everyone,
I'll just wait until they do a normal concert and buy a ticket like a fucking grown ass.
Exactly. Adult. I'm a grown ass man. If I can't afford it, then I won't go. If I can afford it, I'll go.
Yeah.
But it was great because the you know, there was like the little like horse wooden thing to block everyone off and the security guard there, and everyone was very nice and civil and everything.
Yeah.
But the first person in line who must have gotten there in the morning, because we were there at like noon, was a young girl, and she was just so, like, not giddy, but just, like, so, like, I did it.
Yeah.
I'm number one. I fucking got it. She was, like, you could see in her face, she was just so fucking proud of herself.
Yeah, and now you have to stand here for 18 hours.
Yeah, and totally fine. No one looked bored or, like, mad. They were just like, yeah, this is what we do.
Well, there are people who, like, that experience is part of it. Like, I guess the communal experience of waiting in line for a day and a half or whatever. It's like the same people who like to go shopping the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes. Same kind of, just like, they like, you know,
they
like
the energy and they like the vibe. And it's like, no.
Yeah. But that was our big music experience.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And then we luckily were like, well, let's leave. We've seen enough Camden Market. We're not going to stay. We're going to watch Youngblood for free.
Yeah.
But yeah, just hearing the guys, oh, we're here for Youngblood.
Did Lily know who Youngblood was?
She did by kind of. She was like, Youngblood, Youngblood. And then we Googled and then there was like one song. She's like, oh, I know that song.
Okay, but at least it wasn't instantly like, yeah, of course, Youngblood. Like,
no.
I just don't want to be so old and out of touch.
Yeah.
I am.
We are.
I know that I am.
But not too bad. Like legit, it was legit. She went, oh, I know that song. That's a big song.
Okay.
So she knew by one song.
Yeah.
And so I was like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah, oh, no, I know it. I know it. Brain fart, I know
Youngblood. Yeah, I mean, it's on one of my playlists. I just don't remember which one. And, Youngblood, Youngblood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actor, too, Youngblood.
Mm-hmm. I saw him on TikTok. I'm on TikTok all the time.
Yeah. All the time, it's great stuff. I would stay in the line, but, you know, we got to see a play.
Yeah.
We're busy. Otherwise, I would spend 8 hours sitting on concrete.
Yeah. But big Youngblood fan.
Big Youngblood fan, yeah.
That's so cool that you got to see his fans.
Really. Didn't make me want to go explore his music at all. Didn't even bother to go on Spotify. I was like, it was one of those things where like, I see the crowd. I was like, I get it. I get what the music is.
Yeah, I guess if you're young, although even at my like youngest and peak, you know, of that time in my life, I don't think I would. Wait in line like that for a free concert for anyone.
No, I wouldn't do that. I just don't have the patience. It's like, if I could afford it, I would go. If I can't, well, then it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Youngblood. So if any of you out there are interested in some proper British emo,
yeah, Youngblood. That's the other thing is if it really is emo, then I'm probably not interested anyway. To be honest,
I think it was or like pop punk, which to me is
which is worse. If it were real emo, like 80s American emo, maybe, but not what has become emo in the last 20
like,
years.
I think it's like Blink 182 emo. Right, yeah. I think that's Good what Charlotte it was. Yes. Or, yes.
Yeah.
I think it's along those lines that
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, that's exactly what you. That's what that crowd was like.
Yeah.
Very nice, though. Like, when we asked, they weren't
Hot Topic goths.
Yes.
Yeah, the e-girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
But very loyal, apparently, because that line was fucking long.
That's cool. I mean, I don't even... Those are cool kids.
Yeah.
But I don't like that music, and that's not my vibe.
Yeah.
And, you know, E-Girl is an offshoot of goth... I'm from the 90s. I like real goth chicks.
Yeah. You like it... yeah. You like it uncut. Right. Pure.
I'm also too old to care about e-girls anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't matter.
But I kind of know exactly. Like, I can picture the line. Yes. And I can picture the individual kids in the line. And I see what their vibe is and their style. Yep. And I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. If it had been the 80s or 90s, they would have been smoking. But instead, they were on
clothes.
The phones.
They would have been smoking clothes.
Instead, they were just on their phones.
Yeah. And maybe some of them were vaping.
A lot of vaping in London. A lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in London. God. I thought you were going to say among the emo kids.
I don't remember seeing too much, but just overall in London, there's a ton of vaping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's obnoxious.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Good report. I'm glad we sent you out there.
Yeah. That was the budget. I can't wait to see where you take me next.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out in another 7 years when we do our next remote.
Exactly.
But now let's get down to business.
Fuck yeah.
It's time for the music trivia quiz. This is the part of the mini episode when Kirk and I ask each other questions from the music themed expansion to the board game Trivial Pursuit. These questions come from cards that were published in 1985, which means they're about music only from before 1985, which makes it a challenging music trivia quiz.
Mm-hmm.
I won last time.
Yes.
Restarted a streak. You're I have one win.
Yep.
So there's no candy on the table tonight.
None.
Trying to put together a streak.
Yep.
But since I won last time, I will defend my win by going second.
Yes.
You choose your card from this box.
My card. Boom. Right there.
All right. That's the one. The first category of six categories is cover notes. Which two Beatles perform on the Ballad of John and Yoko? Which two Beatles perform on the Ballad of John and Yoko?
I'm going to say John Lennon.
Mm-hmm. There's three other ones.
Mm-hmm. Is there?
Well, I mean, I guess if you count like Billy Preston or George Martin and Brian Epstein, any of the other six, fifth Beatles.
Well, I'm going to say... I'm not going to get cute with it. I guess I'm just going to say John and Paul.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I was trying to be like strategic and
like, well, are there drums on that record?
Yeah.
Is it Ringo?
I'm never going to.
If it's a ballad of John, does he perform on it? Yeah. But yeah, no, you didn't overthink it. Yeah. Good for you. Your mother should know. This is pre-1950s. What sophisticated vocal quartet sported a name denoting two musical extremes?
Say it one more time.
What sophisticated vocal quartet sported a name denoting two musical extremes?
Jesus. I bet you something I might know, but please read it one more time.
Sure. What sophisticated vocal quartet sported a name denoting two musical extremes?
The two musical extremes. I don't know, so I'm going to say the up-tempo, down-tempos.
You know what? Shockingly close. And I'm going to say this is a little bit misleading.
Yeah.
Because I don't think these two extremes are necessarily musical.
Okay.
The high-lows.
Oh, I was kind of thinking that.
Yeah.
But then it was like it had to get musical, so.
Yeah. you were like, the up down, yeah. But then Boba Fett has to be musical, so the up tempo.
Fuck
so.
You, Trivia Pursuit, you dumb dicks.
Yeah. 1950s. What 50s star was described as, quote, the first teenage idol that grandma can dig to? I'm sorry, can dig to.
Ricky Nelson?
No. He's way too naughty for grandma.
Was it Pat? No. I almost said Pat Sajak.
No.
Pat Boone?
Yep.
Ah, shit.
Pat Boone. 1960s. What British guitarist hired Rod Stewart to be the singer in his band in 1967?
Jeff Beck.
Correct. That's two. You have two questions left. After the Beatles, what Beethoven symphony is adapted in the Electric Light Orchestra's Roll Over Beethoven?
Oh. It's the eighth?
No, it is not. It's the fifth.
Oh, sorry. I never get those right.
No, you don't. But you still have one question left, and you can hit par with all this. Right. Anything goes is the category. What country, other than Italy, are madrigals commonly associated with?
Spain.
That would have been my guess, too. But it's incorrect. England.
Oh, I should have known that. I was just
You
there.
Were just there. Why did we send you out there, Kirk?
It's too much partying.
You didn't do the research.
I couldn't get par.
Two. Not the worst.
Not the worst, not the best.
Look, we both won with two.
Yeah. Anything can happen.
I'm going to choose that one. That one.
That was it. All right, here we go. Cover notes. What group did David Gates cook up songs for?
David Gates.
G-A-T-E-S.
The Gatekeepers.
Bread.
Ugh. Never, ever would have thought of that. And I'm glad I don't know. You know what? Stop.
Mom, what big band crooner recorded the nostalgic album I Remember Tommy?
Dorsey.
Frank Sinatra.
Damn it. It's always Frank.
50s. What piano banger adopted his flamboyant behavior after Carl Perkins advised, turn around so they can see you, make a fuss?
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Correct.
It's always Jerry Lee Lewis.
It's always Jerry Lee Lewis.
50s.
Yep. 60s. What did Mama sing and Daddy sang bass?
I know this song. Harmony.
Tenor. I don't even know this song. Okay. After Beatles. Who's paid tribute in Love Him Tender, Sweet Jesus?
It's got to be Elvis, right?
That is correct.
All right, so we're at a tie.
Yes.
And I have one question left.
Okay. Here we go. Anything goes. It's a multiple choice.
Okay.
How many finger holes do most fifes sport? 2, 4, or 6?
So in my head, I was thinking 5. 6.
Correct. Right. Wow. Got it at the end. Well done.
That means candy's on the table next time.
Candy's on the table.
Candy's on the table.
Stay tuned for candies.
I'm candy eligible next time.
Ladies.
But that's the end of this mini episode. Bye.
Bye.